views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Enlightening, humorous, and compassionate. Welcome to The Kelly Ballard Show. Insight and inspiration from the great beyond. Kelly Ballard is a fourth-generation medium and intuitive who covers topics ranging from grief, spirit guides, and listening to your intuition. Kelly can help you get answers and guidance from your loved ones on the other side with a little bit of humor and a lot of healing. Now, here's your host, Kelly Ballard.
Good afternoon and hello, everyone. I'm Kelly Ballard, and you're listening to The Kelly Ballard Show, Insight and Inspiration from the Great Beyond on Transformation Talk Radio. I am so glad that you joined us today. It is a rainy fall day in upstate New York, but the leaves are gorgeous and life is good. So, you know, we just move forward and find happiness in it, all of it. I'm so glad that you're sharing your brilliant energy with me today. We're going to do some awesome things together with Spirit. So stay with me for the next hour as we open up our hearts and our minds to connect in with Spirit and to educate ourselves with divine energy. Each week, we'll cover a variety of topics ranging from grief, spirit guides, mediumship, listening to your intuition, and so much more. And if you're wondering how you can find me outside of Transformation Talk Radio, you can always check out my website, www.reflectiveharmony.com, for more information about how to schedule a private reading with me, either in person or over the phone, and to read about any of my upcoming classes, workshops, and webinars. And before I forget, I'm really excited. I mentioned this last week to everybody. I have a great webinar coming up on Wednesday, December 9th at 7 p.m. Eastern time. And we are going to be talking about working with your spirit guides. So it's going to be a great, great webinar that's going to allow you to take some time to connect in with who is working with you on that other side. What amazing beings are helping you to grow, to thrive, to stay out of trouble, and everything in between. So you can find more information and to sign up for that webinar on my website, again, reflectiveharmony.com. We've got an absolutely fantastic show today, and I'm so excited to introduce all of you to my guests. But before we get into that, we have just like the best callers that reach out to us during our shows. And thank you so much for calling in and for your patience. We are going to be opening up our phone lines today. And this is the time where you grab your pen and pencil and jot down the number. You can reach us at 800-930-2819, 800-930-2819. And I am excited because our wonderful, wonderful guest is going to, has graciously offered to connect in with your energy to do some work today. So I'm excited, and you are going to have your socks knocked off. If you are interested in following along with today's show, check out my Facebook page, facebook.com/reflectiveharmonyKMB, for more information as well. So with that said, let's get into this good stuff. So every year we enter into a new field of energy that we can use to build the life we want. And in Chinese astrology, 2016 will be known as the year of the fire monkey. This is a wild and playful energy bursting with creativity. But this energy can also be disruptive and unravel our carefully laid out plans. And those of you who know me well know that I am a planner. So in today's show, we're going to hear from professional astrologer and feng shui expert, Donna Stellhorn. And she's going to help us to come to an understanding and embrace this energy and let its wild creativity just come into our lives. And I'm excited because Donna's going to talk to us about how using feng shui, we can make changes in our home and to use this energy to attract opportunities for more luck, love, and prosperity. All things that I say to the universe, bring it on. As I mentioned, Donna is a professional astrologer and a feng shui expert with more than 20 years experience. She is the author of 10 books on everything from fertility feng shui to space clearing to her annual Chinese astrology series. And now it's the third best-selling Chinese astrology series in the world. Her latest book, Chinese Astrology 2016, Year of the Fire Monkey, is going to be coming out in January. So you are going to want to get your hands on that for sure. And she's been heard on Coast to Coast AM with George Nooney. And she is also a board member of the National Council for Geocosmic Research, the San Diego chapter, and the International Feng Shui Guild. Donna, welcome to today's show. I am so glad that you're here.
Hi, Kelly. I am so excited to be here.
Thank you so much. So Donna, whenever I have a guest on, I love to hear about their journey because it just fascinates me how people get into energy work, they get into metaphysical work. So how did you get into astrology and feng shui?
Oh, well, that is an interesting story. I'll tell you, way back in the 80s, I was working in computer science. I was a data processing manager and just doing programming. And my boss at that time was very spiritual. And one day she did my numerology and she said, "Wow, you have a real talent with astrology." Well, honestly, Kelly, I was so excited to have a talent in something. So I ran out to find an astrology class and I found an amazing teacher, Diane Rongren. And that very first night of that class, I decided I am going to learn this and do this for a living. And I did it 24/7 for a couple of years until she kicked me out of the nest. And ever since, I've been an astrologer. And then I incorporated the feng shui and the Chinese astrology, and it's just been growing and growing.
Oh, that's amazing. So that's a very cool that you've really basically learned to kind of balance both sides of your brain in a lot of ways and be successful at that, which a lot of people have trouble doing that.
Yes, I'm really lucky. I get to bridge both worlds. In fact, I just finished teaching a class called Social Media for Spiritual and Creative Businesses, where we learned how to do special meditations to boost our posts. It was so fun.
Oh, that's fantastic. So Donna, what exactly is the difference between Chinese astrology and the Western astrology that most people are familiar with?
Well, it's so interesting because in all different societies and places in the world, different forms of astrology emerged, which is one of those things that tell us that this is really based in truth. But of course, when people in the West looked up, they saw configurations in the stars, but in China, they looked up and they saw the same, well, stars, but in different places. So there were different configurations. And so what they said was that they were going to divide up everything into 12 signs, just like we did in the West, mm-hmm. but they attached those signs to different animals. And they gave the story that when Buddha lay dying, he called animals to him, and 12 animals answered his call. And interestingly enough, the little mouse, the first animal of the zodiac, actually told the cat that the whole event was happening at a different time, so that the mouse ran ahead and he became the number one animal, and the cat got excluded. Isn't that interesting?
Wow. Now, let me ask you this. I've had a ton of clients that have, 2015 has been a very interesting year for people energetically. And I know that as we get into 2016, there's a whole other shift, obviously, that we're getting into. So how do you think that this is going to affect our lives? And what does it mean exactly of going into the year of the fire monkey?
Well, it is really a different energy. Right now, we're in the energy of the wood sheep. And by the way, you were born in the year of the sheep. And so sheep energy is very much about community and about finding where we're alike and where we have things in common. And now we're going to shift to monkey energy, which is, you know, the swinging from the trees, this, you know, I'm going to go have fun. I may jump down and play in the community for a little bit, but then I'm going off and doing something else. It's going to be a year we're really focused on innovation and intellect and travel. It's very different than the quiet year. And this is technically a quiet year.
Oh boy.
We're in right now.
Mm-hmm. Now, when does the year of the monkey actually start?
It's going to start on February 8th, 2016. So we still do have quite a bit of time where we can access Year of the Sheep and, you know, get more, basically get a basis for when we go into this high flying monkey.
And so now let's say, so you mentioned like I was born in the year of the sheep. So if somebody is born into the year of the monkey, does this mean that they're set up for a good year? What does that mean exactly?
Well, you're going to tell people already that it's been a pretty tumultuous year. You know, it's a 12-year cycle, and so you're at being born in the year of the sheep. This year is the beginning of a 12-year cycle. Well, think of any farmer out there who has to then plant all his fields, and he has to get planted quickly. It's backbreaking work to be, you know, going into new directions and finding new things to do, but it's also quite exciting. Look at how many different directions and new opportunities you can get. Well, this will be the same for those born in the year of the monkey. 2016 will be the beginning of their 12-year cycle.
Ah, so Donna, I'm going to have you hold that thought for a moment. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Kelly Ballard Show, Insight and Inspiration from the Great Beyond. We're going to take a quick break, but before we do, Donna, can you tell our guests how they can find you on the web to get more information about you?
Oh, yes. My website is fengshuiform.com. And so very easy to find. I'm also on YouTube and lots of social media platforms under Feng Shui Form.
Fantastic. When we come back, we're going to explore more about this fantastic topic and connecting with astrologer and Feng Shui expert Donna Stellhorn. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Enlightening, humorous, and compassionate. Listen live to The Kelly Ballard Show, Insight and Inspiration from the Great Beyond. Kelly is a fourth-generation medium and intuitive who covers topics ranging from grief, spirit guides, and listening to your intuition. Kelly can help you get answers and guidance from the other side with a little bit of humor and a lot of healing. Tune in to The Kelly Ballard Show, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time here on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all, a healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. During the month of October, Dr. Darvish and the Holistic Medical Team are promoting Breast Cancer Awareness Month with 25% off breast thermography. Safe, painless, radiation-free, and accurate. Purchase your breast thermography screening for 25% off now until October 31st to receive this special. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Are you seeking a more deeply connected and fulfilling life? Do you often find yourself feeling overwhelmed, overworked, or exhausted? Are you ready to embrace a life filled with more love, connection, and joy? Best of the Month list and 5-star rated on Amazon, Conscious Being by author TJ Woodward will awaken you to your true nature. To learn more about how to get your copy of Conscious Being, visit consciousbeingbook.com today.
The transition begin. Tune in to the hit show Majestic Insights Radio, Success for Life's Transitions, with host Carrie Keith. Carrie is a gifted intuitive coach, healer, and teacher who will lead you through her empowering techniques of ancient wisdom and awareness so you can live your happiest, healthiest, and most vibrant life. Let Carrie teach you the tools of transformation that will help you experience success for all of life's transitions. To learn more about Carrie, visit www.majesticinsights.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
1230 WBLQ.
Hey, welcome back. You're listening to the Kelly Ballard Show, Insight and Inspiration from the Great Beyond, with me, Kelly Ballard. Thank you so much for joining us today. And if you're just tuning in and have a moment, be sure to check out the latest posting on my Facebook page about today's show. And we'll have an archive of the show up on my website, reflectiveharmony.com, after today's show as well. We have been talking to the very wonderful Donna Stellhorn, professional astrologer and feng shui expert. And I'm excited because, as I mentioned at the beginning of our show, Donna has graciously offered to connect in with some of our callers today, and all she needs is your date of birth. So give a call in. I would love for you guys to connect in with her and to see what's going on. What does 2016 hold for you? And you can reach us at 800-930-2819, and that's 800-930-2819. So Donna, we were just chatting about going into the year of the monkey and that playful energy that it's going to be having. So how does feng shui tie into all of this?
Well, feng shui is about how your environment affects your mood and your energy and your decision making. And so I combine feng shui cures with the predictions for Chinese astrology so that everybody can have a good year. And this allows you to shift things in your environment so that you can welcome in new opportunities, where you can clear away the blocks. And so I just think it makes it easier for people, especially people, who, like those born in the year of the monkey, who are going to have a more challenging year. One of the things that they might want to do is like clear the way for more money to come in, because that would make things easier. And so we place a feng shui cure to allow that flow to happen.
So what's an example of, like a money cure, or what could you suggest for people who are born in the year of the monkey, or something that we can do with feng shui for this upcoming year?
Well, there's lots of different remedies or cures that can be placed in a house to bring in more money opportunities. And so what I do is I match the energy of those cures with the energy for the year for each sign. So this year, the lucky money cat goes with monkey. So those born in the year of the monkey who want to attract more money, they're going to get a lucky money cat. Now, that's that little cat you see in Chinese restaurants.
Yes.
Sitting up, and he's waving at people. That's what he's doing with his paw. He's waving at people. And so there's this story. Do you have time for a story?
Yes.
So the long ago, there was this monk who lived in a little temple in the forest, and it was a very poor temple. And so this monk, he only had like a little bit of food every night for dinner. But one day, a little cat comes along, and he shares his food with the cat every night. Well, the cat decides to live at the temple. And then one day, a nobleman is riding through the forest, and there's a great storm. And so the nobleman gets off his horse, and he's taking shelter under a tree, and lightning's going and thunder. And he sees the temple in the flashes of light, and this little cat comes out, sits up on his haunches, and waves to him to come toward him. The nobleman is just amazed. And so he leaves the shelter of the tree and comes toward the cat. At that moment, lightning strikes the tree, and the nobleman realizes the cat has saved his life. And so he gives his money to the temple, and everybody's happy. And so this is how the cat became so lucky. Now, this cat is usually a little bank. Sometimes he's not. They're making solid ones too. But find one, especially if he's a little bank, and make sure you feed him regularly with coins. And place him where he can be seen from the front door, and you'll bring in money.
And does he stay there for the entire year?
Yes. For those born in the year of the monkey, he's going to stay there for the whole year. And every week you find a couple coins that you can put into him until he's all filled up. And people call me and they're so amazed that this works, but this is all based on actually our reticular activating system. This is a part in our brain that pushes important things to the surface which causes us to recognize synchronicity. It is the thing that when we are actually taking the action of putting the cat, feeding the cat, the coins and all that, we start to look for money opportunities. We get tuned into them and we find them and can actually take action on those.
So Donna, so I'm born in the year of the sheep. What would you suggest that I could put in my home or my office for a money cure?
Oh, for you, it's very interesting. This year, I matched you with the lucky money frog. So the lucky money frog is this little frog that sits on a pile of coins. And if you look closely, he'll have a coin in his mouth and he'll actually have a little coin bridle. So the story of this frog and how he became lucky was that a nobleman had this frog as his personal transport. He would get on this frog, and the frog must have been very large, and he could be anywhere in China that he wanted to. And so he became very, very successful. This is why he's riding the frog. This is why he has a little coin bridle. So you place the frog facing your front door as though he's a little doorman. So if he's inside, he's facing the front door. If he's outside, he's facing the street. And so you're having the frog kind of collect money from everybody who comes in.
And can I accept dollar bills with that?
Yes, indeed.
Oh, that's fantastic. I'm very excited. Now, what I wanted to ask you also is, how do you think the upcoming, since we're talking about finances, and it's funny that I was on the Dr. Pat show on Monday, and just about every single caller was all about finances and money. And I'm even finding with my clients that I've been seeing the past couple of weeks, that has been a big topic of people, you know, worrying about finances and wanting to attract in abundance. So how do you think the upcoming monkey year is going to affect our finances in general?
Well, it's very interesting because in a sheep year that we're in now, we are very concerned with, do we have enough? And oh, there's not enough in our savings account. Our bills are too high, because sheep years are very practical years. And then we're going to go into a monkey year where suddenly we want these fabulous experiences, where we're going to want trips, where we're going to want to go and actually spend money and say, I don't care what's going to happen in the future. I need to have the educational or spiritual experience this is going to bring me. So it would be really good if people can do a lot to activate their finances using feng shui for these few last months so they can, you know, get a little store of money for that monkey year.
Absolutely. Oh, by all means. Now, Tana, I'm just, I am getting a note in from a couple of listeners that we have and wanting to know also, would as long as they send you their name and birthday, are you also able to respond to somebody if they connect with us through email per se versus on the phone?
Sure.
Okay. Well, I wanted to ask you, Thank you. I have Susan, who is born in 9363 and wanting to know what her feng shui money cure would be.
So Susan is born in the year of the rabbit. So, you know, rabbits actually this year in 2015 are actually in a pretty harmonious state. They're quite compatible with sheep energy. But she's very wise about this because rabbit's energy is so sensitive and so aware. She must know that the difference between a rabbit and a monkey is going to be like, wow, I'm coming up on a year where I'm going to have to be on my toes a little bit. So for rabbits this year, I'm suggesting the wealth ship. And that means that you need to place a picture or a figurine of a boat. Boats represent your ship coming in, that money is coming to you. And when she places the boat, have it it placed so it looks like it's sailing into the house or sailing into her home office, if that's where she wants to place it. And so that the money is coming into the house versus having to send the ship out. And then, you know, who knows, it's gotten by pirates and then it has to come back, you know, so and it can be a traditional wealth ship like they have in in feng shui, which is, it's all gold with wealth symbols on, but it also could be any sort of sailboat or pretty, you know, like an ocean liner or a clipper ship or any of those.
Now, I have also a question coming in. So you've put your cure out. You leave it out for the whole year of the monkey. And what do you do when the year of the monkey is over with it?
Well, during the year, before we get to the end of the year, during the year, it would be wise to every month or so, and I like to do it either on the new moon or the full moon, especially the full moon because it's so obvious it's the full moon, is to take that cure and dust it off. And remind yourself why it's there, just to re-energize it. And then, you know, every year the cures change because the energy shifts. So at that point, then it could be donated. You could find somebody who's going to be doing the cure that year so that they could then use the cure and you will then get the next year's cure.
So kind of pay forward the good juju.
Yes, exactly.
Wonderful. Donna, I'm going to have you hold on just for one moment here. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Kelly Ballard Show, Insight and Inspiration from the Great Beyond. Our phone lines are open and you can reach us at 800-930-2819. Give us a call. I'd love for you guys to connect in with our astrologer and feng shui expert, Donna Stellhorn. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Enlightening, humorous, and compassionate. Listen live to The Kelly Ballard Show, Insight and Inspiration from the Great Beyond. Kelly is a fourth-generation medium and intuitive who covers topics ranging from grief, spirit guides, and listening to your intuition. Kelly can help you get answers and guidance from the other side with a little bit of humor and a lot of healing. Tune in to The Kelly Ballard Show, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time here on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. Anxiety is in many ways a learned behavior, which is rooted in our childhood. During our early years, when we are the most dependent on others, negative feedback, judgment, or ridicule infiltrate our subconscious mind and leave us wondering whether we are really safe, lovable, or good enough. In response, a part of our mind develops protective strategies to keep us from getting hurt. Let's imagine that the anxiety you've been battling with stems from the part that has assumed the job of keeping you safe. Doesn't it then make sense that your anxiety makes you expect the worst, so that you are prepared, keeps you on your toes to avoid failure, or shames and belittles you before someone else can do this to you? When you consider the source of your anxiety as a vulnerable child that just tries to keep you safe, you no longer feel that you're the victim of your own mind, but instead are more easily able to take on the role of the caring, reassuring adult.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat, joined here by
Dr. Nusheen Darvish.
Dr. Pat Basile and Dr. Nusheen Darvish will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
I'm so excited to be talking about this.
We have so much to share.
Dr. Darvish and I are planning to do is connect the dots.
People suffering with all sorts of chronic diseases, it's time. It is time for them to transform.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio and help keep our mission strong.
For the loyal listeners out there that have been listening to this incredible show on Lyme disease, we are not going to let you down. We're going to come through stronger and enrich the platform for Lyme disease awareness through Lyme Talk Radio. The message will continue, the conversations will become stronger, and the healing epic.
1230 WBLQ. We'll be right back.
Well, welcome back. You are listening to the Kelly Ballard Show, Insight and Inspiration from the Great Beyond with me, Kelly Ballard, on Transformation Talk Radio. Don't forget to check out my Facebook page, facebook.com/reflectiveharmonyKMB, for some tidbits from today's show. I just put up a post with our call-in number and also a link to Donna's website, so you can check out more information about her there as well. And if you're looking for information on how to find me outside of Transformation Talk Radio, you can always check out my website, reflectiveharmony.com, for an archive of today's show and also my recent appearance on Dr. Pat's show as well. So, Donna, before we jump back into everything, I was wondering, could you remind everybody of how they can connect with you?
Oh, yes, thank you. It's my email is donna@fengshuiforum.com, or you can give me a call actually anytime. It's 949-940-5697. Again, that's 949-940-5697.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. So, Donna, what I wanted to ask you, of the 12 animal signs in the Chinese zodiac, what signs are going to have a good year in the year of the fire monkey?
Well, actually, there's going to be quite a few that really harmonize with monkey energy, but specifically those born in the year of the dragon will have a good time, because monkey time is a time of really celebrating genius, and dragons tend to be geniuses. And then also the other sign that's very harmonious is the sign of the rat. So now I'm born a rat, and it's always hard because it's, you know, people say, so what sign are you? And I have to say, I'm a rat. So, because I want to be one of the cute animals, but, you know, but the people born near the rat, we're very innovative. We're always, you know, going and moving forward and running fast. We're little, you know, so we have to scurry ahead to try to get things done. And so those two signs are going to feel the most harmony for this energy. Now, other signs that are going to feel like some extra strength from this will also be horse and dog. These two signs will feel some harmony also with the year of the monkey. And so those born in the year of the horse, who just had their year a couple of years ago, they're going to breathe a little sigh of relief, because they're going to start to see some real growth from the seeds they've been planting. They're going to see some real returns off of the things they've been doing. So that's great for them.
Fantastic. So what could you say would be like the number one tip for bringing in new positive energy into our home for not only this year, but I think even just in general, like something that someone could start doing today after listening to this show, feeling inspired?
Well, you know, that's when we're looking at energy coming in, We always think, okay, so energy has to come in a door. It has to come in a door into the home. But, you know, we get confused about what door, and we don't even think sometimes that, oh, yeah, energy as well as people have to come through a door. So the number one thing is to figure out what is your main door, and that's usually the front door. And so think of a door that, you know, if the queen came over for dinner, you wouldn't have her go through the garage door. You wouldn't say, hey, squeeze past the Prius and then come in the, you know, through the kitchen, ignore the laundry. You know, so we always want to be thinking of our front door as where new energy comes in. And then we want to keep it clear. I mean, you know, you guys back east, two things. One, you're going to go through winter, and means that you have boots and hats and coats all stacked up around the front door oftentimes. And so this can block the energy. And so we need a neat and orderly way to do it. But also, people back east, you often have multiple front doors. You often have that kind of door that goes into maybe a mudroom and then another front door. And so you want to keep that main front door, the queen's front door, that one wide open so that people and energy can come through.
Fantastic. I know I'm thinking about my house right now, and I'm like, oh, I'm not doing too bad. My front door is typically pretty clear of stuff. So that's very good to know. Fantastic. So, Donna, I have a couple people, three people actually, who have reached out and sent some messages in. And they've sent me in with birth dates, their first name. And two of the three have kind of a general question. Okay to relay our first person over to you?
Yes, that's very exciting. Yes.
Okay. So, Donna, I have Mary Ann. She said her birth date is 12/15/76. And any helpful information about job direction for her? She feels at a crossroads.
Very interesting. Well, Mary Ann, you are born in the year of the dragon. So, you know, right now, this is a challenging year, but we are going into a very positive year for you. So you've got some really exciting energy coming up. And I actually do have a career cure for you. And sometimes with these feng shui cures, it's a little bit of a scavenger hunt. But most of these things are easily found on Amazon or on online sources. But for you, I want to add some actual gold to the area around your entrance. In feng shui, our entrance is the career area. So, of course, first, Marianne, you've got to keep the area clear. But second, I want you to go find a bottle of gold flakes. So actual gold that like suspended in a liquid, find a little vial of that and place that on display on the table near your front door. Underneath that vial, I want you to put a couple of the things that you want in this new job. You know, maybe it's flexible hours. Maybe it's a boss who respects you. Maybe it's upward mobility. So, but place your list underneath that vial and you will see opportunities start to happen.
Fantastic. Thank you very much. Now I have Donna. Whoops, there we go. I have Gary and his birth date is 1/12/78. He does not have a question, but he is interested in his knowing what he can attract financially into his home, what he should put by his door.
So interesting because, you know, Gary, the way the Chinese system works is that the new year starts actually on the first new moon after the beginning of the year. So what happens is that the actual new year doesn't start on January 1st. It can start sometime in late January or early February. So you might have thought all this time that you were born year of the horse, but in actuality, you're born year of the snake, which is a wonderful sign for business acumen, wisdom. It's a very, very powerful sign to be. And so this year, what would really help you financially is to get what's called a money tree. This is, you can use any sort of house plant and attach money to it. That would make a money tree. If you want to do something that's a bit more subtle and works with your decor, get a jade plant. A jade plant, it looks like it's a succulent, and it looks like it has little round green coins for leaves. It's called the jade plant because the leaves are this jade green. And this is a great plant to put in. It can be outside on your front porch or just in your entryway for attracting money. It's wonderful for doing that.
And Donna, I wanted to tell you, and thank you for that for Gary, by the way. I wanted to tell you, I just got a little response back from Mary Ann, who says, thank you, thank you, thank you. She is like thrilled, very, very happy, and is ready to implement all of this. So thank you for doing that for her.
You're very welcome.
It's so fascinating to me because I think that these are such realistic little tweaks. And if you put some effort into these things, I feel like it could be limitless about what you can bring in and what you can open up to change within your life.
And, you know, the most amazing thing is that when you place the cure, if you place it correctly, you'll get results in the first 2 to 3 days. If it's not placed correctly, if you don't get the results, just pick it up and move it. Because what you're doing is you're looking for the river of energy. And of course, if I was in your home, boom, I would just place it where it's supposed to be. But as you're learning about this, if you don't get the results, then just pick it up and move it. Okay? Mm-hmm. Just just try it up a little bit, down a little bit, move the table a few inches here, a few inches there. You'll find the spot.
Fantastic. Now, we've got a couple more people that I want to get to in just a moment here. But I wanted to ask one other question about going with the cure and everything. Now, Donna, if you have, and I had asked you this during the break, if you have, if you're married or you have a spouse or a partner living with you, obviously, you know, you told me what my cure was, and my husband happens to be in the same year as me. So if somebody, if someone's partner is in a different year, they can put both cures together to attract in that abundance, correct?
Yes, yes, you can. Now, you know, in my version of feng shui, I think it's very important that we choose cures that look like they're in harmony with the house. I don't want your listeners to call in and say, oh, this thing, this cat here is, you know, I every time I look at it, I'm unhappy. Find something that you think is cute, that you think is beautiful, and incorporate it into your decor.
Fantastic. Well, we need to take a quick break. If you're interested in connecting in with Donna, Donna, can you remind everyone how they can find you on the web again?
Oh, yes. It's at fengshuiform.com.
Fantastic. When we return, we're going to continue to chat in with our listeners. Give us a call, 800-930-2819. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
I can see her lying back in her satin dress, in a room where you do what you don't confess. Sundown, you better take care. If I find you've been creeping round my back stairs. Sun.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
Enlightening, humorous, and compassionate. Listen live to The Kelly Ballard Show, insight and inspiration from the great beyond. Kelly is a fourth-generation medium and intuitive who covers topics ranging from grief, spirit guides, and listening to your intuition. Kelly can help you get answers and guidance from the other side with a little bit of humor and a lot of healing. Tune in to The Kelly Ballard Show, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time here on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Enlightening, humorous, and compassionate. Listen live to The Kelly Ballard Show, insight and inspiration from the great beyond. Kelly is a fourth-generation medium and intuitive who covers topics ranging from grief, spirit guides, and listening to your intuition. Kelly can help you get answers and guidance from the other side with a little bit of humor and a lot of healing. Tune in to The Kelly Ballard Show, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time here on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Into Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
1230 WBLQ.
Back on the Kelly Ballard Show, Insight and Inspiration from the Great Beyond, with me, Kelly Ballard, on Transformation Talk Radio. I so appreciate you spending time with me today. And as a medium and intuitive consultant, I work with Spirit Daily to provide my clients with answers, insight, and inspiration from their loved ones on the other side. You can always find more information about my services at reflectiveharmony.com. We have some time left, so if you want to give us a call in and talk to Donna, you could reach us at 800-930-2819, 800-930-2819. And I'd love for you an opportunity to connect with her, because Donna is a professional astrologer and a feng shui expert. And for those of you who are just tuning in, you are absolutely going to want to listen to the replay of this show, which can be found on Transformation Talk Radio or on the archives of my website at some point tomorrow. So we are having fun and learning great, great things. So, Donna, we've got a few more people that are sending me some notes here that would like some insight. So can we scoot over to Christine first?
Oh, that sounds great. So, Christine, you're born in the year of the rat, and I understand that you're looking for some tips on how to get weight loss energy in your life. And that's amazing. I'm born the year of the rat, too, and I'll tell you, I finally feng shuied my own kitchen. You know what they say, cobbler's kids have no shoes. And I lost 25 pounds. And so it's all about actually where you eat and how you eat and all of that, less about what you're eating. And so one of the tips I want to give you is, one of the things I did is I reduced the size of my dinner plates. I took all of the dinner plates and I packed those away, and I use a little salad plate. It's about, my salad plate's about 6 inches across, but you could use maybe some of them are 8 inches across. But that will instantly reduce your portion size and make it look like you're eating much more. And this works. So it's just about changing your environment and you will lose weight. I'm going to be doing a class on this in January, and my book on this will be coming out in 2016.
Fantastic. It's like these small little tweaks that I feel like can be life changers for people. That's fantastic. Thank you, Donna.
Oh, very welcome.
So we have Michael.
Michael, yes, born near the monkey. So your big year is coming up, and I understand that you're interested in going into buying properties and investing in real estate, and I couldn't agree with you more. I think this is a fantastic idea for you, planting the seeds. Now, monkey years are very focused on education, so that's my number one tip for you, is you must go out and educate yourself on the different types of real estate investing, educate yourself on where the properties are, how you can create, leveraging your money and all of that. So what I'm going to suggest to you is that you get a brass bowl. So that's a bowl that's either made out of solid brass, like a singing bowl, or you could get one that looks brass. And I want you to actually put that by your back door. And what that does, that could be your back door or your patio door. And what that does is that catches any money before it leaves the house. So that money is not just, flowing out of the house, willy-nilly, that money's actually being caught and saved for you.
So now, Donna, let me ask you something with saying that to Michael. If can anybody put a brass bowl then by their back door or patio door to catch money, or is that just applicable to him and his year?
Well, I have matched it up with his sign, the monkey sign, so that it's particularly strong. But yes, these feng shui cures can be used at any time by anyone. But if you match it up, they are stronger.
Fantastic. Great, great. Now, this was interesting to me because, Donna, we have Denise who had connected in, and she also gave us the date of birth of her romantic partner and wanted to kind of know some stuff about relationship.
Oh, this is interesting. So here, Denise, we have you. And so you're the rooster, and then you're in a relationship with the monkey. Now, consider these two animals and how they interact. Rooster is very much about, okay, let's get everybody in line, and what are you doing? And this is your job. And it's very much the manager of the Chinese zodiac. Whereas monkey, what we've been talking about, he's up there having fun. He's not down there helping you out. He's not doing the dishes. He's not folding the laundry. And so there has to be an understanding here that this is going to be the person who helps you get out of your job and helps you get out of work so that you can go have some fun. And then he needs to compromise with you so that there is times when you are doing the household chores together. So ultimately, the compatibility will come through some open communication between the two of you. So, and what I would suggest is that you hang a yin yang symbol. You know that symbol where it's black and white, it's a circle. I'm sure you've seen one. And what that's going to say is even though that we're different, there's going to be harmony between us. That we're going to find the balance between these two energies.
Fantastic. Now, Donna, we're just about out of time, but do we have time for one quick little last person?
Oh, I think so, yes.
All right, I have Missy, and she is 82075, and she wants to know about any direction for self to become self-employed.
That's very interesting. Now, Missy, you're born in the year of the rabbit, and so we would really want to activate your career energy for this. And so I would suggest that you get a little figurine of an elephant with his trunk up. Elephants represent moving all obstacles, and that's what you really need here. Place him by your front door or in your home office near the door so that any obstacle for you being self-employed can be easily removed.
Fantastic. Donna, I cannot even thank you enough for tuning in to our wonderful listeners and giving them some guidance and support on how to make the year of the Fire Monkey the best one yet. Thank you so much.
Oh, it has been an absolute pleasure.
Well, it's hard to believe, but our show is just about over. It flew by today, and I cannot wait to connect in with you all next week. I need to thank our amazing guest, Donna Stellhorn, for sharing her time and energy with us today. Donna, you are fantastic.
Thank you.
And if you guys want to connect in with Donna, you can check out her website, fengshuiforum.com, and that's also listed up on my Facebook page. I want to thank you all for sharing your time and energy with me and your vibration today. Thank you for tuning into the Kelly Ballard Show, Insight and Inspiration from the Great Beyond on Transformation Talk Radio. Join me every Thursday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific, and next week, you're not going to want to miss our show. This is going to be great. The whole show is going to be dedicated to messages from Spirit. It's our special Halloween show, so you won't want to miss this. Have a great week. Be open to the awesomeness of the universe, and thank you for allowing us to serve Spirit. Take care, everybody.
You've been listening to The Kelly Ballard Show, insight and inspiration from the great beyond. Kelly Ballard is a fourth-generation medium and intuitive who covers topics ranging from grief, spirit guides, and listening to your intuition. Kelly can help you get answers and guidance from your loved ones on the other side with a little bit of humor and a lot of healing. Tune in every week and visit www.reflectiveharmony.com to learn more about Kelly and the services she provides. Thanks for listening.